On Saturday, November 16th, community members shut down for the day the Cricket Valley Frack Gas Power Plant in Dover, New York, southeast of Poughkeepsie. 29 people were arrested for the blockade. The Dutchess County District Attorney has taken a hard line towards the protesters, seeking jail terms for the four activists who climbed the 300-foot smokestack to hang a banner and to film a video. On Monday, January 13th, the court case was once again postponed for at least a month as negotiations continue with the district attorney. We hear from two local residents who were arrested, Bill Kish and Ben Schwartz, a local farmer who climbed the smokestack. So we're talking with Bill Kish, one of the people who was arrested for protesting at Cricket Valley with a number of different groups. Bill, why don't you quickly say, what some of the groups are and why you decided it was important to say no to this facility?
Sure. So one of the groups is obviously the group that was involved in the protest and the direct action. That's Stop CVE. And that's a group that's combined of local citizens, farmers, and people from all over the state who are concerned about this plant and the pollution that's going to produce. And also, I'm involved with a local group called StopCricketValley.org. We work to disseminate information about the plant. We have a website, and our goal is to get honest and accurate information out to the community about what the plant is going to bring.
Now, this plant is pretty, what are some of the community impacts the groups are concerned about?
Well, the first and foremost community impact is the pollution that the plant's going to produce. I can talk to you about the greenhouse gas effects if you want to, but the actual pollution effects are the particulates that the plant is going to put out, which is going to really impact people with breathing problems and create breathing problems. As a matter of fact, a report came out recently that was on NPR the types of particulates that are put out by this plant are almost the effect of smoking a pack of cigarettes every day. So people within the valley here who are in this vicinity, including the high school, which is an elementary school, which are both within 5 miles of the plant, are going to suffer greatly. The other impacts that are going to happen is the pollutants from the plant are going to impact the natural environment here. The plant is actually surrounded by something called the Great Swamp, which is a beautiful, tremendous wetland here that a lot of animal species require in order to make their living, and that's going to be impacted by the acid rain, by the other fallout from the plant. And then the other dangers are things like the gas line, which is coming to the plant, which delivers many tens of thousands of cubic feet of gas every day and leaks, because they all leak, and is an explosion risk. So those are all major risks for the people in the community.
You mentioned at the beginning the concern about greenhouse gas emissions. Obviously, a lot of people are saying, given the warning by the IPCC, we got to slash emissions, that any new fossil fuel plant is just a problem. So what are some of the greenhouse gas emission concerns impact from this facility?
Well, this is one of the largest fossil fuel or gas-powered plants in the state. It's run by fracked gas that comes on the Iroquois pipeline from Pennsylvania. It is going to produce about 2 million tons of greenhouse gases, and it is a major source of climate changing gases in the Northeast United States. So New York has been recognized as a leader in fighting climate change. The state has passed, and the governor just recently signed the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, which says that New York State will be 100% renewable in terms of its energy, electric energy, by 2040. And this plant goes completely against that. So I don't know how the state is going to be able to achieve its goals if we keep bringing these new gas-fired plants online. We really have to find other sources like wind energy and solar energy to replace these plants rather than creating this imaginary bridge, which only pushes us further away from our goals.
Now, you live in Milton, which is relatively close to the facility. What are some of your neighbors? How do they feel about this? I mean, a lot of times the companies are, hey, we're bringing a lot of good paying jobs into a rural area that really needs them. So what's the sort of local feeling?
Well, I've heard both ends of the story from people. I think that once people truly understand that the purpose of this plant is not to help the people in this community, they tend to oppose it. The jobs that are created by this plant are really all coming to an end right now. It did create a lot of jobs for construction people to build a $1 billion gas-fired power plant. But on the other hand, the operation of this plant is going to only take about 10 people. So it's not a lot of jobs for the community.
Now, this plant is pretty far along in terms of the permit process. I understand it. They obviously are getting close to finished building it in a couple of months. How do we stop this plant at this moment in time?
Well, there's two ways that this plan could be stopped. One would be that Governor Cuomo listens to the people here, listens to the people across the state, and says that this is not compliant with what the state wants. His father stopped the Shoreham nuclear plant in Long Island when it was basically in the same state that this plant is, basically ready to turn on. And if Governor Cuomo can do what his father did, then this plant can be shut down. Choice is really legal action. There's currently a case in Dutchess County in Poughkeepsie being heard before a judge to force the Department of Environmental Conservation in New York to do a new study based on the new information that's came to light since this plant was permitted. This plant was permitted back in 2011, I think. And since then, as you mentioned, the IPCC reports have come out. The United States EPA, prior to the current administration, recognized that climate change was a major threat to our country and to the world at large. And the types of emissions that this plant produces, including methane emissions, are much more serious than were thought back then. So either Governor Cuomo, please shut this plant down because this is what your state is asking of you, or hopefully we prevail in court.
So we've been talking with Bill Kitch. Bill, if people want more information or want to follow up and write to the good governor, how best can they find out about this?
Well, you can take a look at our website, stopcricketvalley.org. There's also saneenergy.org, which is a group that we've been working very closely with, and I would highly recommend that people check out both sites.
Thank you, Bill. And we catch up with Ben Schwartz, who's one of the protesters at the CBV power plant. I believe you're one of the ones that got up on that smokestack. So, Ben, as a farmer, what leads you to oppose this plan?
This plan is just really happening at the wrong time and in the wrong place. We're at a time in our history we really need to move into renewable energy. We have a very short period. Even by New York State government standards, we got to be 50% off of fossil fuel in 10 years. And there's no way that you could possibly do that by starting a brand new 1,100 megawatt frac gas fire plant that's going to be exuding, you know, millions of pounds of carbon dioxide into the air. But this power plant specifically, I think that the company should be ashamed of their placement. It's in between an elementary school and a middle school and a high school, and they know full well the amount of toxins and chemicals that are coming out of the smokestacks because it's right on their website. So that's my concern for the community. As a farmer, it's really important to have a vital and healthy ecosystem where we can grow healthy food. Our farm is located very near the power plant. We're very upset about that. We're definitely not going to have this at during a time when we're slated to be moving into a renewable energy age.
Thank you very much, Ben Schwartz. This has been Mark Dunley, one of the arrestees for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.